U.S. President Barack Obama should open a criminal investigation into alleged torture and ill treatment of terrorism suspects under the Bush administration. That's according to a new report from Human Rights Watch. The report cites abusive practices such as waterboarding, the use of secret CIA prisons, and the transfer of detainees to countries with poor human rights records. Reed Brody wrote the report. He says the U.S. has a legal obligation to investigate under the UN Convention on Torture.
President Obama's decision to stop these practices, to end abusive interrogation, is welcome, but it's fragile. As long as President Obama treats torture as an unfortunate policy choice rather than as a crime, there's nothing to say that tomorrow the next president isn't just going to pick up that loaded gun and use torture.
Human Rights Watch says four former Bush administration officials were the principal architects of abusive interrogation and detention policies. That's former President George Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and CIA Director George Tenet. Brody says a criminal investigation should include an examination of Justice Department memos that were used to justify the unlawful treatment of detainees.
The widespread abuse across, you know, three continents was not the result of low-ranking soldiers who broke the rules. It was the result of high administration officials who cast the rules aside to shape their own desires.
Human Rights Watch recommends that the U.S. open a truth commission on detention policies along the lines of the 9/11 commission. Brody also says the American government should offer financial compensation to victims of torture.
When the United States refuses to investigate American officials for their involvement in torture and ill treatment, it undermines the global effort to press for accountability for human rights abuses in other countries. You know, the U.S. is right to call for justice in places like Darfur or Libya or Sri Lanka, but there can't be double standards.
And if the U.S. fails to take on this investigation, Human Rights Watch says that other countries should investigate the alleged crimes. For Human Rights Watch, I'm Jesse Graham.